Hey, it's Robin Hilton from NPR's All Songs Considered. I wanted to tell you about a podcast called Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. It's a weekly podcast all about what's good in pop culture. Jesse Thorne interviews musicians, writers, filmmakers, comedians, and other creators about their work and lives. Find your new favorite TV shows, books, movies, and music, and gain new insights into the things you already love. Find Bullseye now at iTunes under podcasts. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamba, lamba. I bet you were a big Ram Jam fan, weren't you, Bob? Back in the 70s, 77, when that Ram Jam record came out.
No idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the song Black Betty?
Oh, don't do
we're
that.
I'm just gonna jump ahead to the. Oh, come on now.
I hate that.
It's so good.
It's the worst.
You couldn't turn on the radio in 1970s. I know, birth of punk in 1977, but you fail to recognize the genius of Ram Jam and the song Black Betty.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I do a Drum Fill Friday quiz. Hear the fill and match it. It's a puzzler, right? Like name that tune, but you only get the drum fill of a song to name the tune. And this is one I included Ram Jam.
It's so awful. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Let me just get to here's the fill, I think. Well, you missed the fill that was in the puzzler, but...
Well, you have to go to the puzzler, then.
Yeah. I'll go to our site, npr.org/allsongs, or search Drum Fill Friday. We'd put a puzzler up every Friday.
And you know, was it 40 years ago, this very Tuesday, Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti came out?
Well, I mean, sure, they were a pretty good band,
too. Yeah, they were
too,
a pretty good band, too.
Ram Jam.
I know they didn't do Black Betty.
They didn't do Black Betty. I've put many Zeppelin songs... In Drum Fill Friday puzzlers. Yeah, I mean, that's...
And we have a Jimmy Page interview.
That's right, going up. He talks about the 40th anniversary edition of Physical Graffiti. He's remastered it. There's all these outtakes and things that people have never heard before on the record. We're going to talk with him about that and his dragon suit and why he says Physical Graffiti was really the mother of all
Double albums.
I mean, let's be honest here.
This
is what he said, which was, you know, it's like it's not bragging if you can do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, fun interview, Jimmy Page. That goes up online this week. Storytelling. He was a good storyteller, by the way.
Oh, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page was.
He was. Yeah, we basically asked one question, and he just went.
Yeah, but I want to play a story for you that may make you weep.
After Black Betty, I don't know if you can bring me down, Bob.
I'm gonna try.
They call me the hard luck boy. People wonder why I'm a hard luck boy. And it's all because of my funny smile, really. I earned this smile. A slant smile. Some people call it the Lyle Lovett smile. They want to know what a hard luck boy is, and I tell them. It all happened a very long time ago, when I was just a boy. My mother took me on what she called a little shopping trip. 4 or 5 states away, to a city she'd never been to before. And when we finally pulled into the department store parking lot, we were the first ones there. "This is what you gotta do," she said, "if you wanna get the deals. You gotta get here early." We walked in and she knew right away what she was after. It was a circular garment rack full of all sorts of dresses. Big old clearance sign above it. "You know how at home you always like to play fort? Well, son, come on over here. Go ahead and crawl inside this garment rack and you can have all the fort you can handle." That I watched her walk away. But before too long, all sorts of ladies started coming up, a pecking away at the dresses. And all I could see was legs, legs, legs. Brown ones, white, smooth ones, legs in wheelchairs, legs with canes, anklets and tattoos, till the dresses were gone and all that was left was me, sitting in the middle of an empty metal circular garment rack. By then it was closing time. Some of the lights had shut down. There were no more customers. And a pretty young lady walked by. Startled when she saw me, she said, "Oh my, what have we here? Young boy, what is your name?" "Tommy." "Well, Tommy, where is your mommy?" "Well, like I said, that's how it all happened. All those years ago when I was just a boy. And to this day, I've never seen my mother." "I'm a hard luck boy. Got a hard luck mind. Keep my days with a hard luck kind. A hard luck boy.
I mean, the little boy obviously did something wrong.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was his
fault. I never
fault.
Even went there, man.
I mean, it was obviously his fault. His mom left him there for a reason. I think he should really think about it.
So,
I mean, it's cool. I'm a dad. You know, I know you got to be firm but fair, you know, sometimes with kids.
Tom Brousseau.
Yeah,
he
Tom Brousseau.
He is a storyteller.
He came and did a tiny desk, and I just was hanging on every word. He is such a great storyteller.
He says, "I believe everything I write. I'm 1,000 people, 1,000 voices. My heart is in it fully, my head. However the stories come, however the melodies come, I get myself committed. And before long, I'm taking a stroll down that road." When I asked him about the nature of that beast.
That's wonderful.
That song.
Yeah.
I just love it. He's got a brand new record out. We have as a first listen. It's called Perfect Abandon. We first covered Tom Brousseau. I'm going to go back to about 2006, though he'd been making records for 3 or 4 years before that. John Parrish, the producer we know and musician, PJ Harvey is an artist that we certainly know he's produced and worked with, produced this record.
John Parrish produced the new Brousseau record.
Yes. Yeah. The goal for Brousseau, having made, this is his 8th record, the goal was to make a record with a single microphone. And they literally would move the drums away a little bit on one song. It was upright bass, guitar, Stratocaster guitar, drums. Two drums in the kit.
Yeah.
That's it. Two drum kit. And Tom.
That's how they used to do it.
And it's so beautiful. He's been running around, Tom has, with Becky Stark, Lavender Diamond, and, of course, John Riley, the funny guy, John Riley, doing folk music. New Tom Brousseau, Perfect Abandon. Give a listen on the first listen. It's really something.
You know who else is a really good storyteller is Ben Schneider, the frontman for the band Lord Huron.
Mm-hmm. Likes Western tales in particular.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I've never really gone, you know that I've never gone for what I call pretend music or dress up music, which is when a band tries to sound, or look for that matter, like an old-timey musician from another era, you know, like Pokey Lafarge is like that, you know, like they step out of a Victrola or something like that. And it's not to take anything away from their music, because it's obviously heartfelt and they do it well and everything, but I've always had a hard time connecting with that. And Lord Huron is a little like this.
You did play The Sound of Music last year.
Sound of Music! Gold standard.
People dress up. Keep going.
What they?
As you were. But
Lord Huron's a little like this, right? I mean, you mentioned these Western tales. It's like cowboys who take a shot of courage. All their songs are about, you know, like take a shot of courage with whiskey, some whiskey, and then they go fight a man for the love of a woman whose arm they want in marriage, you know, and kicking down dirt roads. And as such, you think I wouldn't be much of a fan of Lord Huron, but their new record, Lord Huron's new record they have coming out called Strange Trails, is just an absolutely stunning record. I'm just going to play this cut from it. It's called Hurricane Johnny's Theme. Hurricane, and then in parentheses, Johnny's Theme from the band Lord Huron.
You hold your life when you hold that flame. I get a kick out of thunder and lightning, tearing through the night, hollering your name. I get a laugh out of staring at darkness and wondering why. I don't feel alive if I ain't in the fight. I can't sleep when there's something to do. You spend your whole life dreaming, then you wake up dead. It's a long night, can I spend it with you? Cause you look so pretty when you stand on the edge. Oh, little darling, don't you look charming here in the eye of a hurricane? Real or imagine, what does it matter? Oh, come inside, can I get you to stay? Oh, little darling, don't you like falling down through the sky like a diving plane? Real or imagine, what does it matter now? Come inside, can I get you to stay? What is life? Only visions. When I die, I'm coming right on back for you. Who am I?
Lord Huron, you're right. They get stronger and stronger. They've grown into the character that Ben Schneider's created. A fellow bolo tie, where I might add.
Yes, yes. He came. They came for a tiny desk a couple of years ago, and he came wearing a bolo tie.
And a hat.
And a hat. But this is one of my biggest surprises of the year so far. We're only a couple of months into it, but this Lord Huron record, Strange Trails, that song was Hurricane Johnny's theme. Great storytelling, but this record, I think it's just, I'm still trying to unpack why this record works so well for me, but it just is full of so much life and good stories, great storytelling, but I think it's the mystery. There's a lot of mystery in these songs. There's a lot of shadows. There's a lot of flickering around the edges of these songs. We premiered another song from this record on the site, a song called Fool for Love. And you can listen to that story like a lot of the stories on this record, Strange Trails. And you get the sense that things aren't going to go down quite the way the narrator is telling you they're going to go down. There's a darkness that sort of hangs over a lot of these songs. I think that's what I find really compelling. The record Strange Trails from Lord Huron. It is out April 6th. We're already talking spring releases.
Another release coming out in May is a band I saw in Iceland called Sole. And
Sole, S-O-L-E-Y. E-Y, Sole.
And Sole is a trio. The new record they have coming out is called Ask the Deep. I'm going to play a song.
Nice. I like that. That's a nice title.
And I'm going to play a song of the my best Icelandic, Ævintýr.
Ævintýr, that didn't sound so hard. I think he nailed it.
Ævintýr.
That's Sole, an Icelandic band. Kevin Cole from KEXP, another influence on me. He was in Iceland. I was too. Helped turn me on to Sole.
For the Icelandic Music Festival.
Yeah, the Iceland Airwaves. And on KEXP's site, they have lots and lots of videos from that great festival in Iceland.
It's just incredible how many videos they shoot when they're down there.
Right? And look at it. Look at Sole's video, Soley. And you might wind up in Iceland next year. That's all I can say. That record called Ask the Deep comes out May 12th. And I'd expect to see them hanging out maybe in our offices in May or June or somewhere soon.
Not now, because it's just so brutally awfully cold out. Yeah?
Oh, they would care about that, right?
No, I was thinking that it's just been, you know, it was 3 degrees when I woke up this morning at 5:30 this morning. It's just been brutal. It's Arctic here, at least on the eastern seaboard it has been. So I was thinking that we should heat things up with some rock and roll. You like rock and roll, don't
Black
you?
You play Black Betty, aren't you? Here comes Black Betty, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I'm going to play.
This is the time you get up and you go get something out of the fridge.
And rejoin us here in 2.5 minutes. No, I want to play Summer Cannibals. This is a group, another trio from Portland, Oregon, and they are just, you know, guitar, drums, bass, garage rock and roll, just short bursts of raw, fuzzy, loud, fast, infectious rock.
I know you're going to play Black Betty.
Not. They've got a record coming out called Show Us Your Mind. Show Us Your Mind, Bob. And I'm going to play the opening cut from Summer Cannibals. It's called All It Takes. Summer Cannibals. So, you know, you listen to that, and they're not breaking any new ground here. And they're the first ones to admit. I read an interview with them where they say, look, we know we're not, you know, we're not doing anything new here. We just want to play rock and roll. Nothing makes us feel better than playing this music.
Ain't fighting that.
Yeah. No, I have no problem with that at all. They recorded all this live with very little overdubbing, except for on one track, the guitarist said that he couldn't get the feedback he wanted, getting close to his amp to get the feedback. So they overdubbed it, and they decided it was okay to overdub the feedback because their engineer told them, it's cool, the Ramones did it. So it's okay. You know, that validated it. They're like, oh, okay. If the Ramones did it, then we'll allow it on this record. We have a great video for Summer Cannibals on our site for a song called Something New. You definitely check that out. The record is Show Us Your Mind.
I like the idea of a what would the Ramones do?
Yeah.
You know, in any given situation.
Yeah.
There should be a
handbook.
There might be one.
You know, like an AP style guide,
right.
But a Ramones guide.
Right.
Like, must have the, you know, when doing this, this is how it must be done. Yeah, I like that.
So I also hear Rock and Roll Wise, there's a new Metz album, M-E-T-Z.
There is a new Metz record coming out. It's called simply Two. It is their second record. Their first one was the Polaris Prize nominated record. It came out in 2012, self-titled. And now they're back with the second record. I was going to play something from it, but I guess I need to ask you a few things first. Do you have any kind of do you have a heart condition?
Oh, I see.
Or high blood pressure, hypertension.
My medications is up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're okay.
I have a wooden spoon here that you can bite down on if you need to.
Oh, good.
If things get really
good.
Crazy here.
Does that have some of the chocolate cake from Chris Thiele's birthday today, which was pretty great?
It was. I came in. This is so random. We're all over the place here.
I know,
but
right.
Yeah, Punch Brothers came in for a tiny desk.
They did, and it was Chris Thiele's birthday. The last time he was here with that little band Nickel Creek, today he was here with Punch Brothers. Was the first time he wore braces.
Right.
Right. And so today I had a cake made that had a big smile with braces on it, and it was his birthday.
We all sang happy birthday.
We all sang happy birthday. It was wonderful, and what a great little concert, which has nothing to do with Metz, but everything to do with that spoon that I may need.
Right. You're going to need this. The song is called Acetate from Metz. I think you can handle this. I think.
I'm going to crank it up. We'll be right back. We got the spoon out of my mouth.
Woo! Yeah, Bob was frothing at the mouth while we were listening to the three guys in this band from Toronto, and they're actually quite affable. These guys, very chill, super chill, laid back guys. Great sense of humor about them, and then they take the stage, and it is all out. Take No Prisoners War with this band, Metz. The record is just called Two. It's out May 5th. They do a great show.
We saw
them at least a couple times at South by Southwest back in, I think it was 2013, and we shot a video of one of their songs, which is still on our website. You can go and check that out, them playing a cut from their first record, Metz.
You mentioned the Polaris Prize that Metz was nominated for, that great Canadian prize. You know, so many musicians that we love have been either in the running or won. Patrick Watson is our next artist who I'm going to play.
Oh.
Has a new record, Polaris Prize winner from 2007, put out an album that we fell in love with, and one of the most memorable performances
in Austin at St. David's Church. Right. Oh, my gosh. That was incredible. I just got goosebumps thinking about it. I wish I could have canned that show and taken it with me.
Yeah, especially the moment where they went from intensity on the stage at the church to walking into the audience to perform Into Giants from his Adventures in Your Own Backyard record.
After that show, I came up to him and I said, "You make me believe in a world that I want my son to inherit."
Wow.
It's true. I just left that show feeling so much hope for humanity. And now he has a new record coming out.
He does. I love the title of this record. It's called Love Songs for Robots.
Oh.
And anyway, Patrick started thinking about how we like have reactions to things that are just sort of automatic responses.
Very mechanical.
Right. Absolutely.
More of a habit than anything.
And so he started to think about what the difference is between us and, let's say, a robot or a computer, and came down to the idea that curiosity and inspiration is what defines us as people. And that's the exploration he takes on this record. This is the title track from Love Songs for Robots. The record comes out May 12th.
So excited to get a new record from him. His last one, that show you mentioned at South By, to this day is one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. Just a reminder again, the Jimmy Page interview, a fun interview. He sort of plays DJ for us, tells us about his book of photographs he took. I mean, it is a 2-inch thick book that he went through and found photographs and sort of used those photographs to tell Jimmy Page's story, from choir boy to like Led Zeppelin reunions in 2007 and so forth.
Right.
So that's really exciting. We have Slater Kinney.
Live concert webcast.
Speaking of rock and roll.
Tuesday the 24th that night, if you're listening to the show right now on Tuesday. If you missed it and you're listening to the show later and you missed the live broadcast or webcast.
Yeah, that's really shame.
Yeah, too bad. That's it. No,
if SOL.
if you missed the live webcast Tuesday night, it's up on in our archives. Just search for Slater Kinney. Another great live band.
Absolutely. Let's go out on Patrick Watson. Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
Stay warm.
as it flows through and whispers closer to